putting some human resources behind the wine industry here in Wisconsin. We're visiting today with Nick Smith, Outreach Specialist, Department of Food Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Nick, you have a job title of enologist. Can you tell us what an enologist is?
Enology in general is the study of wine and wine production. So as an enologist, that's what I do, is I study the production and science of wine. For an outreach person, it's partly research. A lot of that is going out in the field and, you know, helping people with the industry and understanding the science of wine.
Can you give us a little idea where you come from, a little bit of your background?
Prior to being here, most recently, I was a winemaker in southern Minnesota. Prior to that, I was a research winemaker at the University of Minnesota for close to 8 years.
What are you finding here in Wisconsin so far?
I'm finding a pretty large and growing industry. The Wisconsin Winery Association itself has almost 70 wineries, and overall, according to the federal database, there's 110 licensees in the state of Wisconsin.
Nick, does the Wisconsin consumer need to learn how to drink a new type of wine?
I don't think they have to learn how to drink a new type of wine. It's just a matter of whether or not they're ready to approach a new type of wine. You know, and it's a generational element. You know, the younger wine drinker, the millennials, are happy to try all sorts of things. There's no predetermined sort of notions about what a wine's supposed to be. And they will try, you know, a lot of the cold climate wines without any issue. It's some of the older consumers are kind of locked in on their preferences, so if it doesn't match what their preconceived notion of what wine's supposed to be, then, you know, they judge it accordingly.
Will Wisconsin develop its own distinct wine styles and flavors?
I think there's a lot of interest in doing that, but we have the variety of cold climate grapes available, and one of the things that I'm learning as I travel around is how different the end products of those varietals can be based on where they're being grown in the state. You know, it was up towards, you know, the Appleton areas, and they had great varieties they were growing there that tasted way different than the way they would be growing in Minnesota, and they're the exact variety. So that kind of cold impact they have there, some of their varieties were turning out quite a bit better than I would have ever anticipated.
Nick, are there some grape varieties that people should be aware of and looking for as they go around tasting wine?
There's a long history in southern Wisconsin of Marechal Foch. It's a very common variety down here. But Marquette's a newer variety. Frontenac's been around a while. St. Pepin, La Crosse, La Crescent. Some newer varieties that are coming online are Petit Pearl. There seems to be a lot of interest in that.
Nick, look in your crystal ball a little bit and tell us what you see the wine business in the state doing.
I think it's going to continue to grow. So in 5 to 10 years, I think we'll have probably 120, 130 wineries out there. And ideally, we'll have a state vision of what wineries are.
We've been visiting with Nick Smith, Department of Food Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.